This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 21st. God's word for you today is walk and talk. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 5, verse 24. And it says, "But Enoch had such a close and intimate relationship with God that one day he just vanished. God took him." We are still on our bold steps journey, and for the next few days, our focus is on bold steps in relationships. Isaiah 1 verse 18 says, "Come on now, let's walk and talk. Let's work this out. Your wrongdoings are blood red, but they can turn as white as snow. Your sins are red like crimson, but they can be made clean again like new wool." God is not a God of religion. God is a God of relationships. And this is evident throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. God would come to Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening to walk with them, have a conversation with them, and fellowship with them. God wants to have fellowship with you and I. Sometimes it is difficult to imagine that God wants to have fellowship with us, but he does. We have been created not only for God to have fellowship with us, but also for us to have fellowship with other people. You cannot be an island and have a successful and fulfilling life. In fact, if you keep yourself away from people because you have been hurt or disappointed or let down by someone you trusted, you will most likely be frustrated in life. Am I saying you should trust people again or try to build relationship again? Yes, that is what I am saying, because you were created for relationships. In fact, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your relationships, and not how new your car is or how pristine your suit is. The quality of your life is not determined by the money you have, or by your level of education, or by your race or your gender, or by your looks or by your social status. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your relationships. That is why it is possible for someone with a lot of money to commit suicide and everybody is wondering why. Because we believe he or she had everything. Having material things is not having everything. Having people is having everything. To have all the cars, all the gadgets, and all the types of equipment and not have people is to be naked. Where I come from, they say, human beings are my clothing, my covering. You are created for relationships. Do you know that sin was not the first problem of man? The real thing Jesus came to do was not to take away sin for taking away sin's sake. The real thing Jesus came to do was to restore relationships, to restore us back to God. The first problem of man was not sin or loneliness. It was aloneness. Two different things. Loneliness is a lack. It is a depressive state. It is feeling isolated. You can actually be in a crowd and be lonely. Loneliness has nothing to do with the people around you. Adam was not lonely or depressed. He did not know anything was missing. Adam was alone, but he was not lonely. Singles often complain to me that they are lonely. They need a partner. The loneliness problem you need to solve cannot be solved by another human being. You need to understand that. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.